Socks Up with Ryan Smith, the official podcast for the Queensland Reds.
Welcome back to the latest episode of Socks Up with me, Ryan Smith. As always, we're proud to partner with Triple M to produce this podcast, which is designed to take you behind the scenes at the Queensland Reds with all the hottest news, hottest guests, and hottest takes, including finding out who really does need to pull their socks up. Every week, I'm joined by a special guest and my mate, Feet Pairburn. How are you, Feet?
Hello, Ryan. Great to see you as always.
Great to be back in the studio. It's been only a short turnaround this time. We usually feel like we've got 3 or 4 weeks in between, but we're 2 home games in a row. How good?
2 home games in a row, and mate, really importantly, from a Super Rugby perspective, 2 wins in a row. Moana Pacifica followed by a bye, and then a really important win against the Western Force on Saturday night at Suncorp. How good is it to be building that consistency and go back-to-back for the first time this year?
Yeah, 100%. We're going pretty hot and cold through the start of the year. We'd have some really good performances, and then a couple of poor games in a row, and some games we probably should have won and scraped out there in the middle. But yeah, to go back to back is awesome for us, and that's exactly what we need coming into these next sort of tough 5-6 games we've got remaining. Just getting some consistency and getting that winning feeling back in the change room is really important. Singing the team song with friends and family in the change room on the weekend was really special to get it back to back.
One person that would have been, you know, extremely special for was our debutant, George Blake. Came off the bench after a couple of years in the program, came off the bench as loose head prop and managed to score a try as well. Was he up and about?
Oh, mate, he was pretty stoked. He's a pretty quiet guy, a man of pretty few words, but he was definitely grinning from ear to ear the whole time. And I was pretty stoked for him too. He actually had a bit of work to do. I think he got tackled and definitely did triple movement to get to the ground. There was no one place backwards. He sort of crawled there, but awarded. I think it was a bit of the ref on his side, just knowing it was at his debut there. So it was awesome, and he had a couple of his family members over from Tonga to watch the game. To see him run on, and then even better to score a try, would have been a pretty special moment.
And it was also Super Rugby Culture Round, so there was some great entertainment and interactions throughout the evening. And one of the cool things was seeing some of our non-23 players walking around the stadium with flags of different Pacific nations, and there was plenty of noise in the crowd. Lots of Fijians, lots of Samoans, Tongans, but it was really cool to kind of see that happening pre-game as well.
Yeah, 100%. It was cool too. While we were warming up, there was some of the cultural dancing going on, which I was getting pretty involved in, wanted to get over and have a dance with them too. But yeah, awesome to see our all of our cultures represented, and yeah, plenty of flags floating around, which was awesome. And yeah, as you say, the atmosphere was pretty wild. As you say, George, when he debuted and ran on, he had a few of his mates screaming, so it was a nice loud crowd there at Suncorp. So it was great evening.
Bit of a TSS, Southport School fraternity in the team. You know, now George, Zane, the Blythe boys. It's a bit of a worry, Spencer Jeans.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. Those boys from up the M1 just starting to infiltrate. I thought Brothers did it well a few years ago. We got a good solid core of us in there, but now all of a sudden these bloody Bond boys are sneaking in, so we'll have to be careful.
Mate, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about as well was just a couple of the standout performers against the Force. Fraser McWright got lots of headlines for scoring a couple of tries and having a massive impact. Who else caught your eye, and talk us through Fraser's game?
Yeah, Fraser was sort of everywhere. He was always looking up and seemed to be that guy always chasing down that next pass or being there to seal that breakdown, which he's been fantastic at all year. I sort of gave a few points to Liam Wright. I thought he was absolutely everywhere. There's a few times that we score, he's sort of directly involved the play before it and doing a really good long clean near the try line. And as a few times we'd made a little break, I think Tate had a little quick tap on a free kick off the back of a scrum and made a good break, but no one was really with him, and you know, threatening a turnover there, and Rongers flew in and sort of secured that ruck. And he's been really good for us the last couple of weeks, and you know, I think we missed him a bit when he had a few that week off with his hand, but yeah, it's been great having him back in and calling the lineouts. He's been doing a great job there too. And yeah, another one who's been pretty perpetually up the top there in the top players, Josh Flukey, had another cracker on the weekend. It seems every meeting we're looking at videos of Flukey doing something wicked in the back line that I'm still got my head in a ruck somewhere, so I don't really see it until the review. But yeah, mate, he's incredible, and he'll rush up in defence and cut off a bunch of guys in D, and you know, there might be a missed tackle or a good move on the inside, and he'll sprint back and he makes 10-20 metres on some of our boys running back. So yeah, he's been fantastic all year.
New South Wales got a win against the Highlanders. Melbourne Rebels went over to Auckland and beat Moana Pacifica, and the Brumbies just got pipped against the Hurricanes over in Wellington. When you look at the table, Reds, Waratahs, Rebels, Force, all in a similar kind of spot. Do you want to see the other Aussie teams doing well, or is it just a team that isn't yours when you look at it?
Oh, not particularly. I wouldn't mind them losing every game if it meant we go pretty well, but it is good to have that good competition. We want everyone in Australia playing good footy, to be honest, and we want to sort of pick up that level of play across the whole board. So yeah, guys getting good wins was awesome. I think the Rebels have been so close in so many games this year, and they've fought back really hard, and to lose a few of those games they've been hard done by. So I think they've been playing some really good footy, and we got the Tars this weekend, and they've been playing really good footy. A similar sort of story, not quite able to close out a few games. So it's good to see the levels picked up. The Brumbies are right up the top of the table at the moment and been going really well.
Saturday night, get the W. Fantastic. Sunday afternoon, doubleheader down in Sydney at Concord Oval. Buildcorp Super W semi-final time. First semi-final, New South Wales and Fijiana, a repeat of last year's grand final. The Waratahs shot out to a 17-0 lead, but Fijiana came home like a wet sail and managed to secure their spot in the decider. Next up, it was our girls, our team, the Queensland Reds, taking on the Brumbies. Again, the Brumbies shot out 12-0. They led, and it took a lot of effort from our girls to come back, and a lot of adversity to wade through to get the W there and secure the Queensland Reds spot in the Super W final this weekend in Townsville. Doubleheader with us. I know you watch the game. It must be really, really exciting, and also provides, a bit of context to who our special guest is in studio today.
Yeah, 100%. We're super lucky. We've changed it up this week for the podcast, and we've been lucky enough to secure one of our Super W girls. So we've got Renee Nona on. She's a ball-running, hard-working playmaker in the back line there. So we're super lucky to get her on the pod. So welcome along, Renee.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, guys, Sunnybank playmaker Renee Nona made her Buildcorp Super W debut in 2022, impressing and cementing her spot in Simon Craig's team, which she's retained in 2023. She started the year in the number 10 jersey, recently switched very impressively to fullback. She's been a regular selection key member of that Reds backline as they've qualified for the Buildcorp Super W Grand Final. Away from rugby, Renee's a proud Torres Strait Islander woman, whose significant impact as a player ambassador for the Queensland Reds Future Indigenous Leaders Program saw her recently offered the chance to actually start working for the Queensland Rugby Union as the female mentor for that program, which of course is powered by Rio Tinto.
Renee, welcome. How do you feel about being in the studio today and being invited along to the potty?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous. First time, never been asked to be on a podcast, but yeah, really keen to be here.
And you've just come off the big game we were talking about against the Brumbies there. I managed to catch the second half there. We sort of tried to let him back into it. It was pretty back and forth in that tail end. We obviously lost one of our key playmakers in the back line there. Had to bring in some reserves who ended up playing really well. And we were lucky enough to get that kick towards the end to seal it up. How was the review on that game, and how'd you pull up?
Yeah, the review going in on Monday wasn't too bad. We just knew it wasn't our best game, obviously, in this season, but all things that we can fix going into the grand final this weekend. So we're pretty happy with it. We know what we need to do, so we'll just get back out into training and fix all that up before the game.
A bit of a revelation on the wing there, Helena Young. I saw a few plays there. As soon as the set piece was over, we'd just be start looking for her and shift the ball. There was a few times the 10 there ran across 15, 20 metres across the field to throw a long cutout ball just to get the ball in her hands. How's she been around the crew?
Oh, yeah. So we were a bit unlucky at the start of the season, obviously. A few things where she wasn't able to play, but we've been really lucky to have her back in, especially coming to the end of the season. She's been a really key part of our team. Obviously, you can't train speed, so having her there has been next level. And really, really good for us. So we know we've got a really good back line, and obviously we've got a great finisher on the edge too.
100%. You know, Moji Raulini, part of the crew, he actually coached me first 15 at St. Pat's there back in 2013. So shout out there, Moji. You guys, the defence was absolutely awesome on the weekend. I saw we'd had a few discipline issues. They'd march us back. Set piece was working pretty well through that line out. And then just they could not penetrate us in that sort of last 20 minutes. They were really pushing down there. And how's the defence in the crew? What's the sort of mindset around that at your training and on your games?
Yeah, so I think obviously in the game we really had to flip a switch those last couple of minutes. We knew it was close, so we just had to get around each other. You know, in trainings, it's always about line speed, contact, low chop, all that sort of thing. So we knew we really had to push if we wanted to win that game against Brumbies.
They had some pretty big bodies coming on. Yeah. There. Some of their loose forwards girls and some of their reserves coming in on the front row were big girls there.
Yeah. You know, you see a forward stand in front of you, it's not something you want to see, but, you know, you got to put your body on the line if that's what you got to do for your team, so.
Renee, you're a proud Indigenous woman. Can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you grew up, and also how you started playing rugby, ended up at Sunnybank and then at the Reds?
Yeah, so born and bred here in Brisbane, but occasionally trying to get back up home to the Torres Straits, but it's been a bit hard with, obviously, work, rugby going on. Yeah, started through touch football firstly and then came through the Sevens program with QAS, which I was very lucky enough to be a part of. That was really good in helping me transition into 15, especially with the contact side of it. And then used to go down to Sunnybank Oval, was close to home, just kicked the ball around, saw the women's team, and then thought I'd just join along for Sevens. And then once I realised that they don't do Sevens for Opens and it's just 15s, I just thought I'd have a crack with them. And have loved it ever since.
Just assumed that Ivania Wong, Sunnybank's, you know, staffer extraordinaire, would have been in your ear about joining the Dragons.
Yeah, she always is, isn't she? She was really good. They were very welcoming. So, slot straight in and loved it.
Now, growing up, you say touch. Were there any other sports you were involved in?
Yeah, so if I wasn't playing rugby or touch football, it definitely would have been futsal or soccer. You know, having an older brother and sister grew up with touch, so it was just easy for all of us just to go down one route. I don't think I'd be here, I'd probably be playing, you know, soccer.
And even your schooling, did you get involved in sport at school, doing all the touch footy and swimming and all that?
Yeah, so I went to Cav Roads, so obviously was in there for their touch program. So, you know, all through high school, that was pretty much the only thing that I was playing, which was touch football.
Renee, for those listening who aren't that au fait with it, tell us a little bit about the Future Indigenous Leaders program, which is run by the QRU. What does it involve and how did you get involved in it in the first place?
Yeah, so obviously playing Super W last year, I then got approached by Graham and Dill just to go into community voluntarily and kind of just meet the kids and see what they do around there and help them run a bit of drills and skills with them. And then I was lucky enough to ask to be like employed with QRU through Rio Tinto. And we pretty much just work with kids out in Woorabinda and Cherbourg, just helping them close the gap with health and education and then just trying to make sure that they're going through school and then finishing it and then helping them find jobs and just making sure they have a clear pathway.
Ryan, you've also been involved in the program now as an ambassador. How did that come about and what experiences have you had?
Yeah, just a few years ago, there was our three male ambassadors, Moses, Brandon Panger, Moser and Bryce Hegarty, and they'd all sort of signed contracts elsewhere. So I just had a conversation with Alyssi, who was running the program at the time, and said if you ever needed someone to jump in and give a hand, that I'd do that. So, it was a little bit daunting for me. Obviously, I don't have any Indigenous or Torres Strait background, but, Dill and Graham, who run the program now, have been super accommodating to that, and, I was pretty fortunate. Got out to Cherbourg last year with Kalani Thomas, who's also in the program, and it was a cool day and got out there and just kind of cool to sit down and chat with those guys out there and, you know, learn their stories and see what life's like for them. And got to do a talk at Rio Tinto, the main office in Brizzy, so that was a bit daunting, a bit scary, but it's cool. I'm proud to be involved with the program. It's It's been great fun.
One of the hallmarks of the program is the opportunity for someone, you know, involved in the program to design our Indigenous jersey every year. It's really special. It's something that's been happening for over a decade now. Last year, Renee, the Super W team decided to wear the Indigenous jersey for all of their away games, something you've continued in 2023. And this year, for the very first time, the Red Super Rugby team will actually wear the Indigenous jersey away from home as well when you take on the Chiefs in New Plymouth, which we think is one of, if not the first time, a Super Rugby team has worn an Indigenous jersey in New Zealand. For you first, Renee, what does that jersey... you know, it's a new design every year, but what does it mean to you? And as a proud Indigenous woman, does it give you some added impetus running on the field, representing your culture in that way?
Yeah, it's a really proud moment to be wearing an Indigenous jersey. You know, I don't think it really matters like what level that you play at. It's just you should be proud, you know, that obviously there's a lot of thought that goes behind these designs. There's a lot of meaning from family to where you come from. So it's a proud moment, not only for us as players, but for the family and the person who designed that. They get to see that, you know, it's put out there for everyone to see on both the men's and women's team now. So I think, yeah, it's very exciting. Can't wait to see the boys run out in it.
Yeah, Smithy, for you guys wearing it across the ditch, you'll wear it 2 weeks in a row because then wear it at our Indigenous round match against the Blues as well. That'll be something new.
Yeah, definitely. We sort of get to wear it once a year the last couple of years. And, yeah, we've had the conversation in the past about the fact that we sort of had a separate away jersey that was sort of just a blue or dark sort of colour, which, you know, was just another jersey, really. So to be able to wear a jersey that's got such high importance to it and, you know, we've been told the story and we understand the story behind the drawings and the symbols on the jersey, it's amazing. And I think it just makes sense to us, really, to be able to wear that jersey. And it's a bloody flash looking jersey too, so yeah, it's going to be cool to wear that two in a row, and to be able to wear that at Suncorp's always good as well. Renee, we're six games in, one to get in our grand final. How has the season looked, and what are you guys looking forward to into the grand final?
Yeah, so we started off with a pretty hectic pre-season. You know, we wanted to focus on our fitness, and I think each game, every week, we've improved, which has been really good to see. And now we've got one last chance to put it all out there this weekend. So I think the girls are really pumped, and it's our last run. So, you know, we're looking to bring back the W.
Yeah, so it's a pretty short and sharp season, obviously, just the six games before the grand final, so you have to really be humming. Do you put a lot of pressure on that sort of first couple of trial games to sort of, you know, almost get your plays in order and sort of iron out any kinks before the real games start?
Yeah, definitely. Those trial games, I think they really help us, you know, improve our game, see where we need to fix ourselves. And then obviously we do those reviews. Some of the reviews can be pretty brutal, but I think that's what we need, especially in our short season. So if we can fix those things up before season starts, you know, then it's pretty easy playing through those last couple of games.
And just looking back at the last time we played the Fijiana, I know that there was sort of back and forth through the whole first half. I think it was pretty close, 5 points difference going into half time with sort of tries going each way. Pretty well tit for tat the whole way through that second half as well, but have managed to run away with it in the end there. What's the sort of key messaging that the coaches have been giving through the week just about this game coming up?
Yeah, so we know they're going to be very physical. They love a good offload game, so we need to make sure that, you know, we've got 15 on feet for the full 80 minutes, and we need to play a full 80-minute game. You know, they're a team that no matter... if they're in front or if they're behind, they're going to play for that full 80 and they're never going to give up. So we just need to stay in it and play our best game for that full 80 as well.
Yeah, I think anytime we've sort of played the Fijian Drua, yeah, it's hard to keep to structure, especially when you're looking across at a team that's, you know, doing 20-metre cutouts and flick passes and chip and chases from their own try line. Have you guys talked about just sticking to your structure and the importance of that?
Yeah, so we've talked about just being really disciplined and, you know, earning the right to attack out wide. You know, if we see space, we just go direct first and then obviously get it out to our wingers to finish it off. But just staying really connected with our forwards and backs as well is going to be really important out there.
Pretty excited to see the set-piece battle. I think that's... Not that you really care about that, but I think that's where it's won and lost around that line out. I know we've got some pretty handy line out operators through those second rows we've got. So I think that'll be a pretty important part of the game on the weekend. Talk us through what a sort of week for you looks like going into the game. So you've obviously got your work there at the QIU, but also around your training and your games, recovery. What does a sort of normal week look like?
Yeah, so if we have a game on Sunday, we'll do our recovery review on a Monday. Obviously, it feels like I'm at Ballymore every single day, but we just work around that. So just making sure we have our S&C and all that all over us, you know, keeping hydrated, making sure we're eating the right things, especially before we've got our big games coming up. And then just getting to trainings, you know, doing that PSS stuff, making sure that we're all ready for that. And then, I guess, just waiting for travel day.
Yeah.
And then game day.
So what's a normal week? How many training sessions are we looking at Ballymore? And then how long before the game are you guys travelling?
So we're training 2 days. Yeah, 2 days a week, Wednesday and then a Friday. And then we normally travel the day before, so nice early morning, and then land wherever we are. And then we kind of get to relax, have some lunch, and then we'll go into a captain's run late afternoon and then get ready for game day prep the next day. So it's pretty chilled, you know, it's not too much.
The game this weekend is at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Have you ever played there?
No, I have not.
Yeah, so it's obviously, if any of our listeners haven't been there, it's pretty new stadium, really quick track, obviously built for those league games up there. So, quick track, which I don't know, hopefully our quick wingers will be quicker than their quick wingers out there. So, looking forward to that game there. Obviously, the Townsville crowd, last game especially, was bloody nuts, and they were all through the city cheering us on and giving us a good day. So you guys will really enjoy that sort of atmosphere up there. It's been great. Looking back on the finals that have just gone by, the Fijiana closed out the Tars girls, which I think the last couple of years the Tars girls have been right up the top there. So did you guys all get together to watch that game, and what was your reaction?
Yeah, we did. We got in there a couple of minutes early to try and watch a little bit of that game. No, so I wasn't surprised that Fiji won. You know, especially those two teams, you know, it's going to be a hard game. It's going to be a good game to watch. But, you know, obviously don't underestimate Tars or Fiji. So it was a good battle. But, yeah, can't wait to verse Fiji, obviously, in the grand final. So whatever team I think we would have come up against, we'd be ready.
What are your short-term, long-term ambitions surrounding rugby?
So obviously, you know, Wallaroos is definitely a goal that, like, anyone would want to make. So definitely try and push for that. But really just trying to go out there and play my best footy, meet some really nice girls along the way as well, and build some really nice friendships. But then also trying to bring whatever experience I have back into the work that I do with the little Indigenous kids as well is something that I really look forward to as well.
Yeah, on that connection, how do you feel you girls are connected across the team? Is it a pretty tight-knit group?
Yeah, we are. There's, like, you know, obviously you've got a couple of clowns in our group, but, like, I think, you know,
name them.
Oh, I don't know if I want to drop names. That's a bit risky.
Drop them. Tell them.
Annabelle Cody. No, but I think we've got a really well connected group. You know, everyone's gelled really well. We've had some new girls come in. We've got a lot of experience in our group as well. So there's been a lot of input. We've obviously had some girls come over from NZ, and they bring, really good input as well. You know, Di Heaney, our halfie, she's been really good, had a lot of input. She has a lot of say in our attack. I think we've been connected really well and gelled really well, and hopefully we can bring that through to the final.
What is that reaction when you guys get new players coming in from overseas? I know sort of how I react when there's a new signing in my position. It can be a little bit disheartening sometimes, but also, you know, it's exciting for a new challenge. How did some of the girls react to, you know, new signings from overseas?
Yeah, I think we were really surprised by it. None of us really expected it, and we didn't have them there for that first round. And, you know, we did pretty well off that first round against Melbourne, and then they came through for that second game. So I think, you know, there were nerves there because they don't know the plays and stuff like that, but everyone got around them, heaps of chat, and, you know, just trying to help them where we can as well.
Well, I think, Renee, on behalf of everyone at the QIU, we're all really galvanised behind your journey to the Super W Grand Final this weekend. I know the staff, the players in the Super Rugby squad, everyone just can't wait to share the stage with you on Saturday night up in Townsville. And, you know, I'm sure people who can't make it up to Townsville, there'll be a massive audience watching on Stan Sport and cheering you on. Ryan, the boys must be pumped to see the girls in the GF.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's always awesome to see a Reds team in the finals, let alone the grand final. So, yeah, we're absolutely ecstatic and can't wait to watch.
So every week in the Socks Up studio, one of the most important things we have to do is ask Ryan to tell us what's happening behind the scenes at Ballymore and who really does need to pull their socks up. You got one for us, mate?
Yeah, mate, this one's pretty easy. I think everyone would have seen it on the weekend. Fraser McCright, he nearly went over for four tries, got disallowed for two of them, but on his second try, he literally had to fall over the try line with the ball in his hands, and he got up and kicked the ball into the 100th row, which, mate, Lawson Crichton had to stand there for bloody 5 minutes waiting for the ball to come back down so he could kick the conversion. So Lawson's standing there looking like a goose, and Fraser's bloody pounding on his chest and kicking the ball into the grandstand. So, Fraser, mate, just give the ball to the kicker. Pull your socks up. Renee, every week when we get our guest on, we give them 10 quick questions. So just give us a quick, short response. Don't think too much about it. Number one, what's the best thing about playing Super W?
Just playing with the girls and hearing, you know, their background stories, where they come from and all of their experiences.
Number two, next Reds player to make their Wallaroos debut.
Brianna Dascom.
Country girl. Like it. Number three, best player you've played with?
Shannon Perry, our captain.
Skipper. Skipper gets a nod.
Yep.
And the best player you've played against?
Grace Kemp, Brumby's number eight.
Yeah, she was pretty damaging on the weekend. Yeah.
Scary.
I wouldn't have wanted to get in front of that. Who's got the best and worst fashion sense at the Reds?
Probably Annabelle then.
Worst?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Respect. Number six, who's the most intelligent teammate and who should stick to footy?
Most intelligent, Brianna Cheatham. And who should stick to footy? Probably Cecilia Smith.
Who should never be allowed to choose music in the gym and why?
Anyone who listens to country music, that's all I got to say.
That is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Block that out. And number eight, who are your three dream dinner guests?
Mark Wahlberg, Bob Marley and Morgan Freeman.
That would be an interesting crew. I like it. Your favourite movie?
Anything Marvel.
And your death row meal, entree, main, dessert and a drink?
Sweet potato fries, dumplings, dessert, Macca's fries and a soft serve, and then drink, bubble tea.
Fries and ice cream to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you never had that?
No, well, I have, but I wouldn't admit to that to the coaches. How good?
All right, time to check in with our Super Rugby Pacific program. Lucky enough to have fly half Lawson Crichton on the phone. Lawson, we've got myself, Ryan Smith and Renee Nona here. How you getting on, mate?
Yeah, good. How you guys going?
Mate, we're going very well. Looking forward to heading up to Townsville this week to take on the Waratahs. Let's talk a little bit of team selection. Lawson, a couple of weeks back in that 10 jersey and also with James O'Connor in the 12 jersey on the outside. How are you finding that combination? And also, how excited are you guys to welcome Angus Blyth back to the squad this week?
Yeah, it's been really good having James sort of outside. I mean, just obviously got a lot of experience, so he just guided me and sort of helped me out with just along the run. So obviously just helping our attack a little bit, just having another sort of ball player out there, which is good. Big ball carrier. He rates himself, I think.
Keen for Blythe to be back in, mate?
Yeah, good. Another big body like yourself, mate.
Thanks.
Tall timber. It's always good to have those fellas come back into the squad.
So obviously guys playing the Tars, and there's obviously that big history of rivalry going into that game. So what's that one going to be like?
Yeah, obviously plenty of history against us too. It'll be obviously good to have it at Suncorp, but not this week. We're going to go up to Townsville, which will be good. Take another game up there. It's always good to get out to other parts of Queensland and play a game up there. But yeah, obviously going to be a fierce battle. We're sort of very similar on the ladder, so it's a pretty big game for the teams.
Lewis, looking at the Waratahs' back line, a lot of Wallabies in there and guys like young Jorgensen and Dylan Peach, who a lot of people tip them for higher honours in the future as well. How do you plan for the individual threats in that back line?
They obviously got a few strike weapons. Parisi in the centre as well, is a big carrier as well and a bit of speed. I guess all you can do is sort of do some video, see what their sort of game plan's sort of been over the last few weeks and sort of plan to stop them, I guess. The forwards can do a big role at sort of up front and doing a job on their forwards, which obviously makes it hard for the backs.
Mate, obviously, start of the year, you're sort of getting a few games in there for Brothers and managed to get your way back into the starting team. How have you been finding it the last few weeks steering the ship?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing going back to Brothers sometimes. It's good fun, but yeah, obviously happy to be back in the team. A couple wins there as well, so nah, it's good. Always positive and just looking to keep building towards the end of the year.
And it's Wednesday currently, mate, day off. Talk us through, what have you been up to this morning?
Yeah, I've had to give golf a flick today, which is a bit disappointing. So Wilso's devastated. but yeah, I've been at Fraser McWright's today, been on the tools.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, just doing a bit of work today, which is not bad.
Would be easy for you to just pull through there. All you need is a set of pliers for your type of work. So good on you, mate.
Yeah, you know exactly about it, Moy.
Yeah,
so
that's it. Thanks for checking in with us, mate, and can't wait to watch you on the weekend.
No, all good. Sounds good. Cheers.
Go well. Charge him through the roof.
Obviously.
And that gets us to the end of this week's podcast. Renee, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And Pete, thanks for turning up today.
Genuine pleasure.
You can check out the women's grand final at 4:45 this Saturday at Country Bank Stadium. Get your tickets at reds.rugby and stick around for the men's game after that. Thanks for tuning in.